At Lahan.
Okay.
And we're going to discuss tonight, you know, the inyan that in Truma Tetzaveh, the Torah divided up Melechus HaMishkan by and large on Parshas Truma. But Parshas Tetzaveh deals with the Kedushas Kahuna, Big Day Kahuna. Big Day Kahuna, and how to be Mekadosh Aaron Uvanov. But there's one kli that's there, the Mizbach HaKtoros. The Mizbach HaKtoros is left for Parshas Tetzaveh. And also the Shemen Lamor is really the opening sugya of this week's parsha, even though Maisar Menorah is in last week's parsha. But the Shemen Lamor, the halacha of Shemen Zayzach, was saved for this week's parsha. The Torah separated the Menorah L'chud, Parshas Truma, the Shemen Lamor, Parshas Tetzaveh. Right? That's very interesting. And the truth is that the parsha goes full circle when introducing the Keteris, the Mizbach HaKtoros, at the end of parsha. That the Torah said the din of Keteris is behetivos haneros, and he like recharges the cleans and recharges the neros in the morning, and when he lights the neros at night, Keteris goes together with the hadlokas haminora. All right, so it's Shemen Lamor. Ends off with the Mizbach HaKtoros, which you burn the Keteros at the same time that you're dealing with either lighting the menorah or cleaning up the menorah. Shitas HaRambam is that HaTavas HaNeros also involves lighting it. HaRambam, they lit the menorah in the morning also. That's part of HaTavas HaNeros. Because HaRambam, Keteros goes together with Hadlokas HaNeros. And you know how to light the candles. Right, that's the Shemen Lamor. That's this week's parsha. Right, so Roy Lo, you know, Lis Oran these in Yonim, you know, why, you know, the separation between what Keteris is in this week's parsha, Mizbachol is last week's parsha, Menorah is in last week's parsha, but not the Shemen. Shemen is this week's parsha, and of course the bulk of this week's parsha has to do with the Big Day Kahuna and being Mekadosh Aaron, not dealt with in last week's parsha. Right. So another thing to be omer on, something that the Sfarim talk about, Moshe Rabbeinu's name is not mentioned in this week's parsha at all. It's Va'ata Tetzav Zeh, you command me. So Va'ata Akrev Elecha, Va'asisa Va'asisa, his name is not mentioned.
Huh?
Uh-huh. Anyway, so the and that's how it'd be. Right, that's how you do. That's how you to be omer on. Right, the that Moshe Rabbeinu's name is not mentioned, but it's all centered around him. It's Va'ata Tzazer Bnei So, you command Bnei So, Va'ata Krevi Lecha, you know, the command Bnei So, and they should bring the Shemen Lamor. You know, draw Aaron close to you. So as much as Moshe Rabbeinu is central to the idea of the Shemen Lamor and Kedushas Kahuna, right? Still, he's not mentioned by name. So, Adavar Mer Dorsheni. So the Indian is like this, you know, something very interesting that during the Shivas Yemei Amiluim, right, before the Mishkan had its Kiyum. During those 7 days, built the Mishkan, took it down. Built the Mishkan, took it down. During those days, Moshe Rabbeinu was Meshamish. B'cholok lovan she'en lo imra. He did not wear a Big Day Kahuna. He didn't wear a Big Day Kahuna. He wore a white, you know, a white vestment that had no hem. That's a double murder shady. And this is a Pella. Besides the fact that he wasn't a Kayan, he was a Levi. Right? But even by Kohanim, right, the halacha is that if they're mechusar begodim, you have a din like a czar. A coin that's meshamish, mechusar begodim. You know, he's chayev misa as if he was a czar that did avodah, as if he was a non-coin. And that's nifalis boring, that I'll ask that they're kohanim, you know, they're seemingly born kohanim, you know, but the zman of the avodah, they have to be in their begodim. And if not, not. Right? The avodah's posel, ki'ilu was done by a non-coin. Right? And Moshe Rabbeinu, he's not part of that. You know, he's not, he doesn't wear big day kuna. He's not a coin, and he doesn't wear big day kuhuna. Right, he wears cholak lavan she'in lo imra. Right, until vayi bayom hashmini. Right, and you know after the miluim, so that's when it passes on to Aram. Right, so davar nifalis arar love. Right, so it is like this to understand all this. Right, we mentioned last week. What's your dua? That the Mishkan is a tikkun for Chet Ego. Ani yeshena v'li bi'er, ani yeshena v'maisa ego, v'akor shvohu marata v'ikuli truma. And we also explained in another forum that the Chet Ego, you know, did permanent damage. Not permanent, I should say semi-permanent damage, meaning damage that's only osed to be fixed. You know, at be'ez kates when Mashiach comes, that's finally when you know Cheta Ego will finally be fully rectified. All the Puranias that we have between now and then, there's always something in every Puranias that takes Am Yisrael goes through. There's always a little bit of payback for the Cheta Ego.
Is it through tshuva or kapara?
What?
Is it through tshuva or kapara?
So it's actually through both. If we do tshuva shlema, we could accelerate the process. If not, so it's kapara. Right? So it's a davar yadua. Even Chazal set up a certain equation that cheta ego that you know is compensated for by the you know by the melechsa mishkan. And we're going to explain how in just a minute. Right, that Chet Ego runs parallel to Chet Adam Arishan. Right? And Chazal almost said you know, openly that you know Yisrael Shomdu Har Sinai Paskazu Masan at the time of Matan Torah, Am Yisrael was Metakin Chet Adam Arishan. The Paskazu Masan, the Zuma of the Nachash was Pasak. Right, and it's also Roy Lee's Bonin will explain in a minute why Matan Torah you know made that tikkun. Right, but then when Am Yisrael was Chote in the Ego. You know, Chet Adam Rishon made a comeback. The Nefesh Chaim is medayik very nicely that just like by Adam Rishon Kodem Achet, right? You know, so the Ra was external. You know, even the person didn't have a Yetzar inside of him. Right? They had the Nochash, represented the Ra. It was external, and he conned Adam Rishon into eating from the tree. So he points out that this is a Losh of Chazal. That when the Sutton want to be machshas and chet ego, herlem demus mitoso shel Moshe. So as if Moshe Benu is he projected some type of image, as if there's a coffin, and Moshe Benu died, and that's why they have to like take matters into their own hands. So his medayik, like you see, was they were in a state parallel to Adam Rishon Kodem Achet. The Yetzer is external, projecting. It's not, now you have the Yetzer inside your head, right? It was like he was external, projecting an image, just like the Nachash was external, trying to con Adam and Chava to eat from the tree. Right? And then with Chet Ego, the whole thing makes a comeback. Right? And the Zuma of the Nachash, everything was, Ochen Kodam Tamusun Ka'achat Tzorim Matipolos. Right? Amarti Elohim Atem, that was by when Am Yisrael was Omer Har Sinai, Ochen Kodam Tamusun. So, to understand the mahus of the transition that there was, during Chet Adam Rishon, which this paralleled itself, by the Chet Ego, right? And the Mishkan is somewhat coming to, be a response to what the Chet Ego did, right? So, as we just mentioned, Now, there's a very interesting hishtalshlus. That first, you know, the Nachash says sheker. He lies about, you know, and says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he's just scared. He's scared. You're going to know the truth. He's trying to stop you from knowing the truth, stop you from being gods, stop you from being creators. Right? So there was, you know, just, you know, there was, you know, it was a pack of lies. Right? But me caught the fact that Adam and Chava bought it. Believing in the lies made it real. Believing in it. Right, lies, betzim have no, you know, checker. It's nothing. It's just words. You know, it doesn't reflect reality. Right? But the thing is that they made it their reality by believing in it. They made it their reality, and because they made it there, they made it real by believing in it. Right? So now that's how, as it were, the ra that was just a bunch of lies came to life, and again came to life, and it contaminated them. You know, I mean, they brought it into existence. They brought it into reality. They brought the sheker into reality. So, you know, they got tainted, right? And the world got tainted, right? And that's Arura Adama Bavurecha. Even the earth got cursed as a result of Chedam Rishon, because these lies were imported into reality. So these things were fantasy, and they're imported to reality. Why? Because they believed in it, right? So sheker, even though it has no mahut, it's a lie. It's nothing. Right? When you believe in it, the believing in it makes it real. And by believing in it, they imported it into reality, and reality got tainted. Right? But it starts with a lie, and from a lie, it becomes ra. And it infiltrates the world of Tov, and now you have a world of Tov and Ra side by side, because the Sheker, because it was believed in, became a Mahut of Ra. It stopped being just something which is puff and bluff to being evil. Evil. It becomes like something that exists. Like evil. You know, evil in the world. And that's because they believed in it. Right? And then the whole of reality became tainted. You know, it all came into Chalala Metzias. Right? Believing into those lies, you know, brought evil into the world. Brought it to life. Now, Yisrael Shamdu Har Sinai, right, Poska Zuh Mason, is that, you know, if the whole Metzius of Ra starts with Sheker, and because you believe in a Sheker, so Hevi Omer, if you explode the world with Emes, right, which was what Matan Torah was, that Teras Emes came into Chalolo Shel Olam, right, Emes and Sheker do not coexist, right? Emes and Sheker don't, you know, if you know the truth, then the falsehood is, you know, one is nidche b'fnei the other. The Emes and Sheker do not exist side by side. All right, so by my, yes.
So, if it isn't true of Sheker, let's say someone deposits Sheker into a situation, Emes is still going to be there. The Sheker will be there, but Emes will remain.
It's someone who believes the Sheker is detached from the Emes. You can't, these things do not, you know, the two are mutually exclusive.
The truth comes to light. The falsehood.
I agree, falsehood goes away, but Emes always remains. Emes is consistent.
No, the Emes is always Emes, but not to me. Not to my perception.
Right? The same mind.
Right. So you saw, right, so when the world got blasted out with Emes, Torah was Nizgala, so that's why Poska Zuh Mason. Mamash Kenyok, as it was a hepech to the Sheker of the Nachash. So when the world got exposed to Emes, and Mimel, you see that the Sheker is nothing, right? Right then, on the spot, you know, the Zuhama was erased, because the Zuhama has its Yesod in Sheker, and because you believed in it, that's what made it real. Right, the meaning that you're exposed to MS, the whole thing, you know, it's like how light immediately dispels darkness. Right? Light and darkness don't coexist. Where there's light, there's no darkness. So the aura of Torah came into Chalala Metzias, you know, permeated reality with Matan Torah. Kodesh Baruch Hu Mamash spoke, and within reality, right? So that immediately, you know, that immediately erased, right? erased, you know, all the sheker from the world. Right? So once the sheker's erased, so then Ra has no roots anymore, because the Ra has its roots in sheker. So the Torah, which is Giluya Emes, you know, so it's ripping out Ra from the roots, because it all is rooted in sheker that, you know, got that people went along with. So that's why Yisrael say, you know, Amdu Arsay Paska Zul Masan. Right? Then Am Yisrael fell into Sheker again. Vayam Kiboshish Moshe L'Redes Minahar. We're going to read next week's parasha. Right? That Am Yisrael fell into Sheker and fell into Suffolk. And they lost, you know, they lost their connection to Emes because they fell into Suffolk. Right? Suffolk, everyone, you know, Kaidua Gematria Molek. We'll talk about that closer to Purim more. Right? So they fell into Sfekas. Right, and they finalized, just like by Adam Rishon, the Sfeikus, you know, that the Nachash put into his head, the finalization of it was to do a Maisa based on that Sheker and to eat from the tree. So also based on the Sheker, they made it. That's what finalizes. It's what brings it to life. Right? So you know. So then everything got tainted again. What's the pshat in the Mishkan? That the Mishkan is a tikkun for Cheda Ego. Cheda Ego brought back Sheker into Chalal Metzias, which is the manifestation of Ra. It's where Ra comes from. Believing in Sheker, that is Ra. Otherwise, you don't believe in Sheker, it's Stam Puff and Bluff. Evil is when you believe in Sheker. Right? And when you believe in Sheker, so now the cosmos is polluted. The Inyan of the Mishkan is pure space, sterile area. Sterile area. As were, that's why it's a tikkun for, you know, for Cheta Egel, somewhat limited, but you know, as we said in another forum, Dayam, you know, Dayam, it's limited, right? But there's a certain area of sterile space, right? That within the Mishkan, kilu, there's no Chet Adam Rishon, right? You know, and that's the Mishkan is a Makom Kadosh, it's a Makom Tahar, it's also to be Tomei Mace there, it's a Chi of Kores. Misa came because of Chet Adam Rishon, right? Over there, you're not allowed to be Tomei Meis, right? The Kohanim who serve perpetually there are also to come in contact with Mesim. They're Mufka, it's out, it's sterile area that's beyond Chet Adam Rishon. So Davar Niflamot, right? Where do we learn what's also to do on Shabbos from? From Lechas HaMishkan. No, Ma Kesher. It says, Kishel Asar Shem Asar Shemayim V'Sar, Tziyom HaShvishah. He rested from creating heaven and earth. What?
Right,
Smichas Parashas, but it's saying, you know, what's the Kesher philosophically? The Kodesh Baruch Hu rested from creating heaven and earth. So we learn everything that's also to do, you have to rest from, is from Lechas HaMishkan. Hevi Omer, it's a Medrash Tanchumim, Parashas Pekudei, and the Mishkan is a mini world. And that's why you can learn out from the Mishkan, even though you have to be Shoves, like a Shoves, with Shoves, from Maisa Shemaim Varetz, Maisa Mishkan is like Maisa Shemaim Varetz. It means with Maisa Mishkan, you're in essence building a mini universe.
For us or for God?
Yes, I mean, both. It's a sterile area. It's like, yeah, like the big cosmos is polluted. There's a mini cosmos, and that's a measure of parts of Korea. There's a smuchin.
Nothing spoiled there.
What?
Nothing spoiled there.
Yeah.
House.
Yeah.
No,
there was.
No flies.
Yeah, no, that's right. No, it's Chazal say. No stink, no zvuv, nothing. Sterile area. It was like a mini universe, which was clean, as if never, you know, as if, right? Tainted, right? 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 And that's Davar Niflam Od. And another thing, so that, you know, there's parallels between Maisa Shemaim Varetz and the Maisa Mishkan, as per that Tanchum and Parshas Pekudei, but also it's also from all the Rishonim and the Zohar that darshan up the Mishkan connected the Tzelem of the Adam. Right? You know, the Aron with the Luchas is like the heart, and the Kruvim on top are like the lungs, and you know, and the Malbim is Marech very much, and his Rimzei HaMishkan and his Pirush, it's all Alpi Zohar, right? Because, you know, the Adam is an Olam Katan, Kayadua, man is a mini-universe, and man got tainted from the Chet Adam Rishon, and, you know, the Mishkan is like, it's a sterile space and sterile Adam. Now, what's connected the Adam in particular, the Nase Adam, B'Tzamer, is the Kayin. That's the end of the kohen. And that's what we said. The kohen can't be metamel lemeis. Right? He's never allowed to. He's mufka from misa, which came into the world as a result of cheta rishon, which made a comeback through cheta ego. So that's why kohanim and all even come in contact with death.
Yeah, so what's the pshat that he can come into some people of his family? Is if he can't be metamel with the mes, he can't be metamel with the mes.
Right.
That's also the reason why he can't marry a divorced lady.
Whatever the pratim are, but the I do believe for mes mitzvah, for everyone's mitam, I do believe, but what?
Yeah.
Mes mitzvah, but with the coin and the coin gonna particular, you know, is keneged nasa adam. Now here's the amazing thing, right? That the end of the big day kahuna. So davar niflamod. That without we said without the kohen, without he has a dinner like a czar, even though he was born a kohen. Excuse me. Yeah, good. Right. So right. The when Adam Rishon sinned, put on clothes. Veit purale teina. It's something very, very deep over here. Right? That the kill, the Ramchal, I mean, the Sforum say, the one who was Mavarat, you know, in a way that you know, is easiest to understand is the Ramchal. And he says like this, right? The kilkul that there is in the Olamas is in the Levushim, right? You know, Bimahus. And everything in its essence is from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It can't be bad. HaKadosh Baruch Hu created it. It's from Him, and it's and exists al pi ratzonai, right? So, what you know? What's wrong with the world? What's wrong with the world? Where does the Ra exist? Where do Chisronos exist? Not in the Mahus. Not in the essence of anything. God created it. God wants it. Right? All the Ra is in the Levushim. And called the Levushim is that the... right, that not in the essence of the dover, right, but in the you know, but in the way that the thing appears and the way the thing interacts with the world around it, right, as it were, everything is in a contaminated sheath. That's where the contamination is not in the essence. The contamination is in the the wrapping. Call it right, klipa. That's very good, excellent. That's why the ra is called klipas. Correct, like an appeal, right? But also amok yoiser, right? In the kayadua that the shorosh of ra, you know, it's the metaphysical underpinnings that made ra possible is kayadua the end of shviras hakelim, right? You know, the vessels that broke kayadua, but those vessels that broke, right, was in bria yitzira asiya, not in atzilus. So now the relationship, you know, without getting into all the details, but you should know the relationship between Bria, Yetzirah, and Asiyah, and Atzilus, which is Kulo Tov, is that Bria, Yetzirah are called Levushe HaAtzilus. The Levush of Atzilus. Atzilus is called the Mahus, right? The essence of everything is in the Olam HaAtzilus. Bria, Yetzirah is the Levushe HaAtzilus. The Kilkul is in the Levushim. Right? Kayadua, the Guf is a Levush on the Neshama. Right? And Adam Rishon became embarrassed. Right, embarrassed of his embody, you know that's where the chisronos are, and the body is begetter levush on the neshama. The neshama is still tahirahi, right? The neshama, which is the essence, right? The guf, you know, the chitz, it's not even the guf; it's the chitzonius of the guf, and that's why you want to cover it with begadim because you're ashamed of it. But the kilkul is there, right? Covering it with clothes, you know, is out of shame. Because the clothes of the neshama are dirty. So you're like, let's say you have a stain on your shirt, you put on a sweater to cover the stain. That's how to put on levushim. I mean, amok yoser, if you want to go even deeper, is that, as it were, the bechinas levush became thickened, and it obscures more the essence. So As now a man has to wear clothes, right, as symbolizing that the levush became thicker and more obscuring of the essence. But as there's something amazing over here, right? So, right, the kohen is still mortal, right? So even the kohen's not mitzvah, he's still mortal. He still has a guf. There's still the levush that's mekulkal, right? The big day kahuna is tikkun ha-levushim. Right? When he wears those begodim, right? Those the chavadol sifaris, as opposed to the original begodim that's out of busha, right? See the big kor shalgal chavadol sifaris. This is a glory. Like those begodim, when the coins were going, that's like what the guf of Adam Rishon was, karmachet, something to be proud of. Kosnos or with an aleph. So the levushim of Big Day Kahuna is called, as it were, to restore the getter of levush, the levush that's around the shefa, to be lechavad al sifars as opposed to being tarnished. And that's in that without those, without the Big Day Kahuna, he's kizar. Because as much as we separated him and he can't be metamal mes, still mortal. He's still carrying, he's still mortal even though he's not in contact with mace. But when he's in those begodim, so that's called tikkun alavushim. That we're all the rayas, but now he's in levushim that are mufka from ra. That's a tikkun of the guf that's tainted. Right? The guf, which is levushim shah, is tainted. Well, now it's in these pure malbushim.
Do these begodim have to be made with a certain machshava, a certain kavana?
Yes.
I feel like I might learn that in a mishnah maybe.
As per this week's parsha, it was done the lechavah. It's made lishma. Yeah.
It's made lishma.
Yeah. So that's the mishka. That's the function of kohen. That's the function of the big day kahuna, right? But the function of Moshe Rabbeinu was hecher, right? In the inyan of what Moshe Rabbeinu is, Moshe Rabbeinu stands as a contra to the Nachash. The Nachash, from his mouth, right, they heard Sheker, the Sheker that was believed in. From Moshe Rabbeinu, from his mouth, we hear Teres Emes. Right? Shechina medabers mitoch grono. Everything that Moshe Rabbeinu says is faithful rendition of what HaKadosh Baruch Hu told him. Moshe Rabbeinu is bigger than the Mishkan. Right, and we're going to talk about how that's why also he was the only one who could assemble it. By Avil Mishkan El Moshe, only he was strong enough to put the Mishkan together. He's actually bigger than the Mishkan. He's from the outside. Moshe Rabbeinu is keneged the koach of Torah. We say that when the Torah came down, it pushed the Sheker out of the universe, but because Chen Ego made a comeback. But the Mishkan is pure space. Right? It's pure space because the influence of Moshe Rabbeinu, who stands as a contra to the Nachash. The Nachash said Sheker. From Moshe Rabbeinu we hear Teiras Emes. Right? It's Moshe connected the pure Or HaTeira. Right? And then there's how the Or HaTeira could be contained within Kalim, within the Kalim of the Mishkan. Right? So Moshe Rabbeinu is connected to the pure Or HaTeira, right? So the pure Or HaTeira, that's what it means. He's Meshamish B'cholok Lovan She'en Lo Imra. Cholok Lovan Se'ish, but to explain, white. It's Kolo, all the colors, right? Has no hem, has no gvul. It's like infinite light, infinite light. There's the infinite light, and then how you put that light into Kalim. And just like, right? Just like, this is all the Svarim say this. Right, that by Brias Olam, right, the ore was so bright, the Kalim couldn't be soivel the ore, so they broke initially until they got reconstructed. So thing also, Moshe during the Shivas Yemea Miluim, Moshe Rabbeinu.
What? No clothes everywhere.
That's right.
The whole really? World will be one big nudist colony.
But in a good way. But it's not true. You wear goyim. You wear goyim.
Wait, wear goyim?
The Hasidic Muslim are our marbushim. You wear Pierre Cardin. You wear him.
Aye. You wear Tommy Hilfiger.
He's not a good guy.
No.
It's not true. Look it up. It's not true. Ralph Lauren also. No.
He's Jewish.
Ralph,
yeah, exactly.
He went to YU.
Really?
Yeah.
His head of department, the guy helps, head of sales, is not assembly, which is why they say he's not assembly.
Okay, the kids are, no. We'll have levushim only in the positive sense, you know, not out of shame, but besoy toisefes kedusha, as we chasinu maslam will be like our levushim. That's a Ramchal in the Derech Hashem, right? You know, there'll be levushim, but you know, the ra that becomes elevated will be our levushim that we wear, right? Besoy toisefes kedusha. So, but Moshe Rabbeinu is, you know, his madrega is higher than that. Moshe Rabbeinu is besoid the etzem ha'or. And out of shtoring the shivas yimei milm is like mamash briyas olam all over again, that the kalim of the Mishkan couldn't be soivel the or when Moshe Rabbeinu is mishamish. So it had to be deconstructed every single day, 7 times, like the seven spheres that broke, kayadua. And then vayi bayom hashmini, that's the tikkun, that's when the kalim could be soivel the or. And it's called that the ore went into the kalim. Right? But it's the ore and the kalim. So like, you know, the big they couldn't have colors. Kalim. Kayadua, the union of colors is all from the kalim. You know, there's the ore itself is like kivyochol, derech mashal, white light. And mitzad the kalim, it takes on the different shapes and colors. And, you know, the Mishkan is like when the ore ha-Torah has been absorbed into kalim. But Moshe is connected to the etzim ore ha-Torah. Right, so that's when it goes into Kalim. Now, discussing, you know, what the Big Day Kunar Kenegat, you know, it's all Arichas, but it all fits into what we're saying. Right? You know, but it comes out that, you know, even though the whole Mishkan is all about sterile space, right, and it's all Mikoch Moshe Rabbeinu, right? But what's most Kenegat, the Indian, that the Kedusha went into Kalim is the Indian of Kedushas Kahuna. Right, Mamash, no, there's a holy people. Right, so now, if not for Ched Egel, every Bechor from every Mishpacha could be a Kohen. The holiness would be everywhere. Right now, it's a cardinal of only one Shevet. Holy people, and it'll go, and the Big Day Kahuna, it's only that, you know, it's Mamash that, you know, it got absorbed into Kalim. Right, and so the Kohanim and their Begadim is even more, you know, like we said, Kohanim, Kedeged Nasa Adam. It's Mamash, the Spitz of the Tikkun. Right, of Kedusha in Kalim, in the Kalim of the Adam, right, and that's Mikoach Moshe Rabbeinu. Right. That Moshe, except that we're going to discuss in a second, where is Kedusha Saklal, right? That's Merumas in the Keteris and in the Shemen, right? The Shemen Lamor, right? But Zaklal, right? That the other Kalim of the Mishkan we spoke about in Parshas Truma, it's connected the. You know, the other parts of reality. You know, but the Kohanim and their Begadim, Keneged Nasa Adam, is Mamash, you know, more directly related to overcoming Chet Adam Rishon. Because that's Mamash, you know, the Adam, the Keneged Nasa Adam. Right? Keneged how Vayedu Ki Arumim Hem. You know, Vayed Paralei Teino, Keneged, you have the Big Day Kosh, right? L'chavad El Sifaris. So Moshe Rabbeinu can't be mentioned by name. Right? Moshe Rabbeinu has to be integrated. It's not Moshe and Aaron. It's Va'ata Hakrev. It's Va'ata with a Vav Achibur. Ve'os, even the other times where it's not say Va'ata, it's Ve'os. It's always a Vav Achibur. Right? That, you know, that the Indian Parshas Tetzav is that the ore of Moshe Rabbeinu is being absorbed within the klal, and that's why he's not mentioned by name. He's not a separate entity. His koach is being absorbed in Knesset Yisrael, right? And that's Va'ata Hakrev Elecha. Bring Aaron close, and that's what causes the spashtus of the kedusha is the proximity that Aaron is close to Moshe, or that kurva to Moshe Rabbeinu is that he's connected Or HaTorah, and the Or HaTorah is being absorbed within Kalim. And that's why Aaron HaKohen, Kayadua, Kisifsei Kohen, Yishru Daz, Tori Vakshu, Piyu, Yoru, Mishpatech, Yaakov, the Kohanim were always the teachers, right? the Kohanim were always the teachers, and the Kohanim are connected Torah Shabbal Peh, is when the Torah comes into Knesset Yisrael. Aaron, of course, is the first one to hear Shir from Moshe Rabbeinu. So the means I have every Tarav of the Brios, Umekorvan La Torah. Korva La Torah, that's the end of Aaron HaKohen. Vata Korva Elecha. Moshe Rabbeinu is the Torah. Aaron is close to him on behalf of all Knesset Yisrael, and that's the Ora Torah is going into Kalim. And then the whole koach of Big Day Kahuna, that's Mikoach Moshe Rabbeinu's Or. He's Mamash Keneged Or HaTorah. When I was the Or HaTorah going into the Kalim of the Adam.
So Moshe is integrated into the Kohanim.
Yes.
Are the Kohanim are they supposed to be integrated into the Israel?
Yes, but we're going to discuss that in a second. We're going to discuss that all Amis is called Mamleches Kohanim. And it's supposed to be a spillover effect. Hani Kohen Shluchei Didan, the Shluchei Dishmar, but also Shluchei Didan, right? They're a bridge. They're as it were, they're the Kalim that are. But once it's in their Kalim, from there it could be mispashit to the rest of Knesset Yisrael. But if it wouldn't go into their Kalim, the Or would be, there wouldn't be a grasp. It goes into their Kalim. And that's why Kohanim were always traditionally the teachers. Right? So now, the menorah luchud and the shemen lamor luchud. Right? Because the menorah, as we said, the klei mishkan represent the cosmos, external. Right? What's around us, sterile space around us. But the tikkun of Kohanim is mamash, like mamash, the tselem of the Adam reaching its tikkun. Right? Now, Maisam, the menorah of the mikdash, no one's lit it in who knows how long, right? But we do our own lighting, right? We do our Chanukah, and that nace of Chanukah was done by the Chashmonaim, who are Kohanim, right? That, and it's called because they integrated the light.
Well, we have two more candles.
Yeah, I'm saying. So like the menorah we don't have, but the shemen lamor we do. So what's another thing that the Medrash says at the beginning of this week's parsha? What does the Medrash say? Right, that Amisol's nimshol lezayis, that just like shemen doesn't mix with the other mashkim, so also Amisol doesn't assimilate. And it gives other parallels. But like Amisol's nimshol lezayis, not nimshol to the menorah, nimshol to the shemen zayis. Kedushas Yisrael, that Amisol will never assimilate. That lenetzach, forever, which is the meat of Moshe Rabbeinu, netzach, right, shows that Am Yisrael has integrated the koach of Moshe Rabbeinu legabe the shemen. Legabe the shemen, we don't assimilate. That even though we don't have the menorah, we could still make light. Even in Golos, we can make light. We can make light even without the menorah. We carry it inside of us. So the shemen is lechud, because not totally in the menorah. The shemen also represents the koach that went into Knesset Yisrael, the koach that went into the Kohanim, that they take with them everywhere, and that's Chanukah, right? And what's the other chag? Purim. So Mordechai min haTorah minayin, right? So Mordechai min haTorah minayin. V'achal kachal b'san rosh mor dror. So even though it's talking about the spices of the shemen amishcha, but afal piken. Sense of smell, right? Ketoros is avoda b'chashai. It's done hiddenly, behester. Ester min haTorah minayin, v'nochi haster aster ponai. That even when we're in a state of hester ponim, we still give nachas ruach to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Even in a state of hester ponim, and kayadur the svarim, purim kippurim, right? The famous tikkunei zohar, right? That, so the spitz of the avor of Yom Kippur is the Ketoros. The Ketoros lifnai v'lifnim, right? Esther Amalka, also had to go to the Chatzer HaMelech HaPnimis. And it stated in Svarim that she had to go in with the same kavonis, going into the Chatzer HaMelech HaPnimis, the same that the Kohen goes lifnai v'lifnim, right? Right, this is Behoros Parim, this is Behester Parim. You have to realize HaKadosh Baruch Hu is there with you. Right. Excellent. Uvechein ovo el amelech. Excellent. Emes. Yeah. Right. And it's Chayin Avol HaMelech. Avol HaMelech. Even she went into Achashosh, the same Kavanah as going into HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Chayin Avol HaMelech. Melech Malchei HaMelechim.
The Torah brings the juxtaposition. The Torah says the
truth. Wow. Within of Keteris. And Keteris, Milosh in Rami, means a Kesher. Right? We're always Kosher in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Always. And that's why, you know, the Keteris is mentioned, separately, because there's something about the Keteris that, you know, Meram is on our Be'etzem Dika Kesher with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Just like the Shemen Lamor, even though the menorah we don't have, but as I, you know, like the Ramban says, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu pronounced on Vata, Madhaka Metzvah Saneris, it's a remes to Chanukah. So without the menorah, there's still Hadlaka, right? We still don't assimilate. They can't make us assimilate. Right, same thing that Purim is keneged the Keteris, right? That the Esther was Geizer Tanis Tzibur, called Tzibur She'ein Bo Miposhe Yisrael in the Tanis Tzibur. And where do we learn out from the Keteris? Because even though Chelben or Recha Ra is one of the seven Keteris, Tanis Tzibur, it's Tanis Esther, right? It's Tanis Tzibur is Keteris, right? Right, at the end of Purim, that, you know, these two, you know, miracles happened to us when we were, you know, under the Umas Olam. Even down there, they couldn't get us. That means we take with us a certain Kedusha of Moshe Rabbeinu that's infinite and undilutable. Right? Take it with us wherever we go. Right? That's Besoid Chanukah and Purim. The Shemen Lamor and the Mizbach HaKeteris. Right? And that's and the Kohanim have that Koach, you know, for the sake of all Klai Yisrael. It went into their Kalim, but through by being in their Kalim, they share with the rest of Am Yisrael. And that's Inyan, that the whole sugi of Purim, Purim Katan's compound, the whole sugi of Purim starts off Moshe min HaTorah Minayin. Where's the remnant of Moshe? And then after that, Haman min HaTorah Minayin, that, you know, and then Esther min HaTorah Minayin. Right, that means that the whole koach of being oimed, right, in the days of Mordechai Vester was power on loan from Moshe Rabbeinu himself. And that's why it starts off, the whole sugi is the Ramaz start with Moshe min HaTorah Minayin. Chuasam hayisa lonetzach. The meat of Moshe Rabbeinu, Netzach Kayadua, right? Purim is Koach on loan from Moshe Rabbeinu. Chanukah is Koach on loan from Moshe Rabbeinu. The Koach that the Goyim could never take us. I mean, we have Koach Nitzchi, everlasting, infinite power. That's right. It's proven by going through the Golos and making it through, right? That's the Koach that we have from Moshe Rabbeinu. How Moshe Rabbeinu never, you know, integrated his or got integrated with Am Yisrael. That's Tetzaveh. The Pesukim of Svarim say Tetzaveh Loshen Tzavta connection. Va'ata Tetzaveh Espinesu Vikhu Elechasha. May you could be read, and you will connect to Am Yisrael. And because that Vikhu Elecha Shemen Zayzach, that with that, you know, the Shemen Zayzach is going to have your koach in it, and they're going to take it with them wherever they go. Now Am Yisrael has a certain infinite koach from Moshe Rabbeinu, from the Etzem Or HaTorah. We've put it integrated into Kalim. And that's how we have Chanukah and Purim, right? And that's the end of Parshas Tetzaveh. That the end of Koach of Moshe Rabbeinu goes into the Kalim of the Kohanim, which goes through that, goes into the Kalim of Am Yisrael, and it gave us Chanukah and Purim.